We learn Torah because that is the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai. And in the Torah, Hashem reveals His will for us. Hashem reveals to us that through the 613 mitzvahs, we can become connected to Him in a way that no other nation can connect. And every single time we perform a mitzvah, we are connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most significant way possible. And if we can't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a 100% level, we do not want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a 50% level. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down a Torah, lahavdil, lahavdil, it's like receiving a letter from the president. What would I do with a letter from the president? I would read it over and over and over. I would make sure to understand everything the president is saying. I would want to know every nuance, every detail. I would want to fulfill His will 100%. So when I learn Torah, and I'm aware of Hashem's presence, that Hashem is all over, the greatest way I can honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by studying His Torah, His message, His letter to me. I try to understand every single thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so that I could fulfill His will properly. And that is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made the Mishnayos, to try to break down for us more carefully what is Hashem's will. And then as the generations got weaker, Ravin and Rav Ashi created a Talmud Bavli to further explain what is Hashem's will. Then as the Deris got weaker, we needed the Rambam to codify all the halachas more carefully so that we could fulfill Hashem's will. And as time went on, that was not sufficient enough for us. And the Beis Yosef came along and created a Shulchan Aruch, and so on and so on. All the Mefarshei Hashas, all the Mefarshei Halacha, what was the purpose? To clarify what is the King's will, so that we should not make a mistake. And the more we are a Yiras Shemayim, the more we care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message, and the more we care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, the more we delve in into Rishonim and to Achronim, and to Noitzei Kalim, to try to figure out what is His will. And when we run into Machlokes in the Gemara between Abaye and Rava and Rav and Shmuel and the other Tanoim, they're going back and forth. What are they arguing? They're arguing about one thing. How will we fulfill Hashem's will? Abaye says this is the proper way. Rava says this is the proper way. Rav says do it this way. Shmuel says do it this way. The Shach says this is the way, the Taz says this is the way. And that is the reason why we are learning Torah. And that is the reason why Hashem said V'gisa b'yom v'layla. And this is the reason why Talmud Torah is connected kulam. Because without the proper knowledge of Torah, we cannot be the proper servants and the proper sons and the proper daughters to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our life force, how important is it that the life force that He gives into us, we use it in His service? How insensible would it be to take the life force that Hashem breathes into us every moment and to use it in a way that contradicts what He wants? I use His life force not in His service, but opposite of His request. And that is what Lefanecha teaches us, that when we are aware of His presence, we want to please Him, we want to do what He wants us to do, but He must take up place in our minds. We must be fully cognizant, constantly, all the time, wherever we are, wherever we go, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, that we are never alone. And that is the reason why the Shulchan Aruch starts off with this halacha, Shvi'is Hashem Lenegdi Samid. That is the foundation. That is the reason why we learn